Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How may I help you?
I'm 66 years old. I'll be 67 in April. But I have a heart condition and lung condition that I'm on medication for, but I need to know where I can get my shot.
Okay, yes, I can provide that phone number for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That number is 855.
Yes, ma'am.
566.
566.
Yes. 5333.
5333?
Yes.
Okay. What would they ask me? Do you know?
So call that number. They will get you pre-registered with your county health department to receive the vaccination. And the basic questions is your first, last name, your phone number, your email address, if you have one, and your age.
Okay. I thank you very much. Are they open every day for this number or for certain times?
They're open every day, Monday through Sunday.
Okay. Do you know what time they quit taking calls?
So actually, I'm the only one here today, and I'll be here till 5. I can't do it on this line because this is the line for the COVID testing site. But if you hang up and call that number, I'll be able to get you pre-registered.
Well, a friend of mine wants to get tested, but today the roads are closed in Huntsville. And he has a thing from the doctor to get the test.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have insurance, so he'll have to go to a walk-in or a drive-in one.
Okay. And I believe Walgreens are giving, like, free testings for the COVID.
No, ma'am. They say they are, but mm-hmm. You have to have proof of insurance that he called there yesterday.
Oh, okay.
That's a scam.
okay, so you have to have insurance. If you have insurance, you may not have to pay anything, I'm guessing.
Right.
Okay,
so
I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I've heard several people say that Walgreens are giving the test for free, so that makes sense. Okay.
Only if they want your Medicare information or your insurance information
mm-hmm.
before they will test you. So they're actually you don't actually have to pay them, but it is charged to your account.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, I can stop suggesting that because a lot of people do ask me for free locations. So I can clarify that now if anyone else asks me.
Yes, ma'am, I would pass that along because it's very deceiving.
Right.
Especially a lot of these people are elderly,
mm-hmm.
even though they don't, you know, they may not be on Social Security, but they may not have insurance either during this time because a lot of people are out of work.
Yes, exactly.
So they need, you know, they need a place where they know they can go because they don't be wasting their time or their gas trying to get there.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Well, honey, you've been very helpful. You have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you, and you do the same. And just call that number, and we can get you pre-registered with your county health department.
Yes, ma'am. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Thank you. That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
Bye, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi. We are now under the winter storm.